And we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very excited for the show today.
Yeah, it's going to be very informative.
Yes, and we need to hurry because the flea market's today.
It is.
Yeah.
I know.
I have to rush right over.
So I'll see you there.
You will.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was telling my sisters are here for the weekend. They said, I need more crap. We're going.
Yes.
Not that it's all crap, but we were talking about that too on the morning show earlier this week. Like, no, it's not all crap, but it's just I refer to it.
Right.
My husband actually refers to things that I like as crap.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you need a new dresser? Oh, you need more crap? You
right.
know, things
yeah.
like that. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
And the answer is always yes.
Yes. I do.
Hello.
Yeah.
God.
So, thank goodness it feels good. Art in the Park was this weekend too.
Mm-hmm.
So, it feels so good to have events and
I know.
And to look forward to it that actually go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder who's going to be the first to, like, just go all crazy and say, nope, we're having this festival.
I wonder.
We'll see.
I know.
Maybe it'll be us.
That would be great.
The summer's
that
not
would
over.
Be so good. I know. And
summer.
It feels, I feel like that we do need that.
Uh-huh.
Like, summer without a festival? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Live music, beer.
Yes, and yes, and yes.
Come on.
I'm there.
Uh-huh. Like, it's a Wisconsin tradition.
I'll pour the beer. I'll sling it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sign me up.
All right. We'll talk about it. There's got to be something we can do. Labor Day weekend hasn't happened yet. Fairgrounds seems to be vacant.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Horse shows are going on, but as far as festivals. And all of that. Good to see the meat animal sale is still going on and other things.
Fur and feathers, they're all online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's very good.
Yes, it is.
But
it is. You know, the auction for the Water Safety Patrol
yes.
fundraiser was online on Friday night. I wonder how, I'm anxious to hear tomorrow how they did with that.
Yeah.
It's obviously never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just interesting as we move forward, the you know, we talked about this before. We need the charities so much more right now. And because of this vicious circle of you can't, you know, lots of people can't work as much or aren't working mm-hmm. at all. And you're not making as much money. So you can't donate to charity as much. And, you know, but yet we need those resources even more than usual. So if you have a favorite one, you know, and you have an extra 20, 50 bucks or something, you know, mm-hmm. throw some extra donations to them if you possibly can. All of them. Every
right.
single one,
right.
food pantry, whoever, you know, side by side, animal shelter, whatever, just
mm-hmm.
any of them. They definitely are short on donations this
right.
year. So
they need every cent, every dollar.
Yeah. And they're needed much more this year
mm-hmm.
in most cases than in other years. So,
right.
yeah. But, you know, as we talked about. As we move forward, Senator Steve Noss is going to join us here in just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about moving forward or not moving forward, or basically the first question is going to be, what the heck is happening here? Like, and just see what he says from there. We've
mm-hmm.
got some standstill in Madison that is absolutely, it's just absolutely insane. That we are not being properly represented.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Right.
And so we're going to talk to him about that. And that's pretty much all we're going to talk about today because there's lots going on or in some cases not going on that should be.
That should be, right.
And so he's agreed to join us basically for almost the whole hour today.
Good.
And just, you
we
know, let's just hash some of this stuff out and talk about some realities.
Right.
And, you know, but it also goes to, you know, like I said, people call me and ask me why people don't argue with me
mm-hmm.
or why I don't have anybody on the show that differs from my opinion. And it's because I'm always right.
True.
And you so are it's always really
right. See?
Totally kidding. Don't send me emails.
Oh, yeah. You are kidding, but not
but
really.
But I'm not really.
anyway, it will be good. We need to ask about these masks. Why I thought maybe something would have happened by now when the
no
first
kidding.
Mandate, when that mandate came. I'm like, you know what? It's really, we're Republicans, we're going to get in there and do something about this.
And here's what's
I
sad.
Keep waiting.
And here's what's sad, and this is what I want to talk to him about and make sure that we bring up is that the governor has forced business owners to be confrontational mm-hmm. with their customers. In a time that we're already having a hard enough time doing business, mm-hmm. you are forcing people now to be confrontational to their customers, whether they believe in the mask situation or not. You took away a private business on private property's freedom to choose how they run their business. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem. It doesn't matter if you agree with masks or not. Because if you own a business or you're going into a business and you want to wear a mask, you are absolutely free to do that.
Absolutely. Right.
But you cannot take these people's, like, you don't get to tell me what I can wear in my house.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like, sorry.
No.
You do not get to tell me what I can and cannot wear in my house, whether I have a neighbor over or not. Mm-hmm. But in Dane County, that's an issue. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the region and all of that with Steve. And that's coming up next, actually, right here on Life Matters, right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. State Senator Steve Noss joins us this morning. We don't wear masks in here. I just want you to know, because apparently when you talk like this on the radio, people don't really want to listen. So, just saying. We're sort of anti-mask here because, you know, people like to understand what we're talking about. So, but to clarify a little bit more and help people understand what we're talking about with the mask mandate, the biggest issue here is that it's quite the overreach by the governor again. And why the heck haven't you guys done something about this yet?
Yes, it is not so much about masks and that a debate on whether masks are good or not. There's a lot of information out there showing mm-hmm. that masks don't do what they're cracked up to be. And actually, one of the legislators has mentioned at her office she's bought masks for people if they're uncomfortable, they can wear a mask. But it says right outside the box, this will not protect you from COVID.
Right.
So the mask debate is, I guess people can debate the mask debate. The real problem is that Tony Evers has overstepped his power, his government authority. And that's what we need to stop. The legislature needs to step in. You can use the emergency powers one time. He did that in the spring with the shutdown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now it's over. And he came back again after repeatedly saying, I don't have the power to do a mask mandate. He lied again.
Right.
The governor has lied to us. This is the fourth time now. In March, he said he would not use the lockdown. He wouldn't mandate a lockdown. Well, he did. Mm-hmm. He did the safer at home order. And then also in March, he said he didn't have the power to move the elections. That's up to the legislature. He said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, he decided, oh, I'm going to try and move the election to mm-hmm. the end of May. And we had to go to court to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And then in April, he said he would not extend the safer at home order. And what did he do? He extended it to the end of April, and the Supreme Court had to tell him that is illegal. You cannot do that. So Tony has lied four times. Most recently, he was going to, and he still may, order schools to start after September 1 virtually. He hasn't so far because, fortunately, when I started receiving some calls from teachers who mm-hmm. support going back to school face-to-face, in person, and some superintendents called also and said, we want to go back, we want to open up. That's when I put my releases out, letting the public know that the governor is intending to order virtual schooling.
Right.
And that, I think, has checked him at the moment because he was exposed and his plan was exposed. And that doesn't mean he's going to go away because he still could order other he could order other mandates. If people were to look at this, his order, emergency orders out there, the first item under the emergency order is the mask mandate. Mm-hmm. The second item, I believe, was going to be that all schools must start virtually. That's, at the moment, temporarily held back, I think temporarily. Now, here, the other thing is, he can, under that emergency order, he can order bars. That may be, that would be an easy target for Tony. He may,
sure.
He may order bars to whatever he wants to do. You can't open beyond 9 o'clock at night. Your patron capacity has to be limited, so he could do that. He could say outdoor events. We're going to limit outdoor events to no more than 100 participants or whatever number he wants. So he really can do all kinds of things between now and September 28th.
But let's clarify that. He can, but is it legal?
Correct.
Is that, it enforceable, I guess, is my question.
Unless he's challenged, he would make every attempt to enforce it.
But who's
but
gonna
you are correct.
Enforce it? Like, we've already yep. had most of the local sheriffs with, you know, as far as around here.
Around here.
Go, that, you know, they're not health police.
Yes.
They're not mandate police. They provide law and order to criminal, you know, against mm-hmm. crime and public service that they do. But this isn't something that is really under their jurisdiction. Isn't that right?
Right.
I mean,
well, and
they
what
can't
he's doing,
really mm-hmm. do anything.
And what he's doing is illegal because the order is illegal. The legislature could go to court. I believe the court will say to the legislature, we're not going to take this case because you, the legislature, have the power to stop him right now. Go back into session and stop him.
So what's stopping you from doing it?
Yes.
Let me rephrase. Who's stopping you from doing that right now?
Well, we need the assembly. It takes both the Senate and the assembly mm-hmm. to go back. The Senate is ready to go. Senator Fitzgerald, to his credit, when I put my release out requesting a session, special session, to go back in and block this order, by that afternoon, he had called the Senate together on the phone, mm-hmm. and within a half hour, we had met and decided we are going to go. Then he came back on Friday, Senator Fitzgerald, mm-hmm. to reaffirm where we're at, comfort level, and I would say we're on the phone maybe 15 minutes. Everybody
right.
is ready to go. Let's go. We got to. Mm-hmm. We must stop this illegal order.
Right.
The assembly does not want to go back at this time. Voss has said some of the you need the votes. Tony could get vindictive if we try to go back and do other orders. Tony's going to, I think, do other orders anyway.
How is this not already vindictive?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, it's in our face. He's
right.
already lied four times. I'm not going to tell us what he's not going to do, and then he comes right back and does it. In fact, when we did the legislation to accept the $2 billion from the federal government, I had said we need to also take up Secretary Palm and knock her down as far as an appointee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The hand-wringing started, and well, nice, we got an agreement with the governor. We're going to go forward with the bill. And so what happened after we passed the legislation? Within 24 hours, Secretary Palm put us in the lockdown.
Right.
So that's what Tony's doing. That's why he needs to be stopped. Now, the assembly, I'm starting to think that Voss perhaps is quite okay with the mandate. We need to act because if we don't, and right now, just touching on that, the perception among the public right now is Voss is standing side by side with the governor because he's not acting.
Right.
And
silence is consent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so apparently he must be okay with that and is using surveys, which I think that's bogus myself, saying, oh, people are okay with masks. Well, no, they're not okay with masks. Just by the calls coming into the offices,
no.
into the legislative offices up north, they're saying they're not even honoring any of that for the mm-hmm. most part. So we need to go back. We need to get it done. And if not, Tony, I do believe, is going to come back in September before his emergency order runs out, and he's going to ask the legislature to extend it. And at that time, I don't know how Voss says no, because he's already complicit in this. The
right.
mandate's out there. You've not argued, you've not wanted to block it. And then as you head into the fall and you've got the flu season coming and Tony wants to extend it, I don't see the assembly coming back then either.
Right.
And so if you're going to get blamed for the mask for stopping it, you may as well do it right now.
Right.
Get
right.
It done.
What's the difference?
And
get
it should
done.
Be done right now.
Yes.
It
and stop him from doing any other illegal orders under this illegal emergency order.
Right.
And so that's where we're at. Misinformation out there all over the place. And there has been coverage on that, on the negatives not being entered alongside the positives in a proper manner, in an expeditious manner. And so we're getting different records, different percentages coming out, and that's what government is basing their decisions on. And those numbers are faulty and exaggerated. Walworth County, for example, there are about 32 active cases right now. There have been 22 deaths. Everyone's unfortunate. 21 of all those deaths have been 65 years old or older. All but one has had underlying physical problems, and the media just doesn't talk about that.
Oh, we do.
Well,
we know three people right now in Walworth County that has it. They're perfect. That have tested. Let me rephrase.
Sure.
Have tested positive, because there's even questions about that at this point. For
yes.
instance, last week, the governor of Ohio tested positive
yep.
on
yep.
the morning that Trump
mm-hmm.
was supposed to visit, and then later in the day tested negative. Like, we don't even know at this
yes.
point the validity
yes.
of the positive and negative tests. There's been so many reports of mistakes, or, you know, people that have never even had a test testing positive, which, how does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, what? There's two people in the hospital for this? But the media is so complicit in this, because every day you wake up, for instance, on WISN, their morning news, but the TV station, not the radio. Every morning, they start out with their coronavirus update and talk about how many more people tested positive yesterday. And the way that they report these numbers is that it implies that we added all of these people, and so now we have, you know, 70,000 people in one day that are all sick right now. They don't talk about the fact that, well, there's only like two, you know, there's in Walworth County, there's like one or two, maybe three people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We're not overwhelming resources. People are staying at home. We've come so far in figuring out how to treat it, and it's not having the effect. But people are afraid to step up and say, this is not that bad. But you know what? The problem is perception is reality.
Yes. LKG has been good about it. In a general sense, the media has not been.
No.
And they continue to talk, as you mentioned, about the positives. The whole purpose is to scare the living hell out of people.
Yep.
That's
yes.
what it's all
yeah.
about. Keep the thumb of government on people. Click your heels and do what we say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In Walworth County, the 32 active cases right now, and we've got a population of 104,000 people.
Right.
So take a deep breath, everybody. This
right.
is not out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Iron County was mentioned by Secretary Palm recently, and she said, oh, my God, it's a hotbed. In fact, Tony referred to Walworth County as a hotbed. That's how exaggerated. That's how they lie about this. Iron County, hotbed. From March until now, there have been 68 cases out of a population of 29,000 people.
And remember, March, April, May, June, July. This is 5 months, because it's mid-March, and this is now getting touching on almost mid-April. That's 5 months. So how many did you say over 5 months? 68 people in 5 months. We'll call it an average of a dozen people in one county have tested positive. That doesn't mean that they died. That doesn't mean that they, you know, were horribly ill and are now suffering long-term effects. They tested positive.
Positive,
and
correct.
Again, we go back to, you know, the credibility of the positive tests at this point has now come under such question that we don't even know if that's accurate. And so, but that's a hotbed.
Right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. The underlying direction that the left is going in with, we've seen the chaos around the country. This is really about the elections in the fall.
Of course.
And to get people to And we'll see him going to court, like out in Nevada, and the president is challenging that. But I would say we will probably see it here in Wisconsin, where the left will go to court to order, hopefully seek an order that everybody on a voter list will get a ballot mailed to them, and then they can ballot harvest and toy with the elections. Now, the first thing they tried to do was the social agenda, and people bucked back on that and thought that this is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got into the riots, the unfortunate situation mm-hmm. in Minnesota, and then that spread from coast to coast, and the riots, they went too far and started destroying property. So they realized, they stepped back and thought, oh my God, this isn't working either. So now they've pivoted to COVID. Let's scare the living hell out of people, and we'll get them to stay home. We'll use fake numbers, and we'll get to where mm-hmm. everybody gets a ballot, and then we can ballot harvest. That's what it's all about. It's socialism is compliance, and with the mass, that's what's going on. You're trying to get compliance. It's an illegal order, and that's what it's mass today. It could be ammunition for weapons tomorrow. It could be anything, but get compliance. Get the public right. to click their heels.
That's just
and
it.
Agree
it's,
to it.
Yeah,
yes.
It's starting, you know, and it has started. And where is it going next?
Right.
And it's about changing America, quite frankly.
Yes, yes.
November is our Gettysburg. This is it. We have squared off, and November is our Gettysburg. We're either going to go in one direction or the other. And if you like the America that we have right now with controls and we can have checks and balances, we're here. If Biden gets elected, we are going to head in another direction, and it's going to get ugly.
Our freedoms will be
yes.
severely diminished.
Yes.
You know, just
right.
like what we're seeing now with masks.
Under the umbrella of we're taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And see, I don't want you to take care of me. I'm happy to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't force me onto a government plan and not make it so that I can take care of myself. Government isn't supposed to protect my health. The government is supposed to protect my right to protect my own health. And they see it as we couldn't. And here's what should be insulting to people, and this is what I don't understand. They're saying that you can't handle yourself, that you can't live your life, that you aren't smart enough, that you're too stupid to figure out how to do these things on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to step in and we're going to tell you how to do them. That's all that this is. You're not smart enough. You're yep. not capable of taking care of yourself. We are going to have to do it for you. And that's crap.
Yes.
I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself. So is Melody. As a matter of fact, Melody's so capable of taking care of herself, she has 5 dogs.
Right.
Or 10 dogs or something. So
something
not only
like
does she take care of herself, but she takes care of like a whole herd
mm-hmm.
of animals. She's so good at it. So, I mean, this is nobody on this planet's not capable of taking care of themselves unless they actually have a problem or a reason. And in that case, you have to allow the people who are capable the option of doing so, so that we can take care of those who can't. Because that's the other thing that this is doing. This is compromising the ability of those of us who help take care of others to take care of them, whether it's charitable donations, mm-hmm. whether it's keeping them employed, whatever.
Right.
Those of us who have the ability, we can't help the others that need us. And so it's limiting across the board. I mean, it's just so devastating. People just don't get it. It's not just about a mask. And you know what? I don't have a problem wearing a mask in a private business if that's what that private business asked me to do. I have a problem with the governor forcing a private business to ask me to do something they don't even agree with.
Right.
Yes, and that can be stopped right now with the legislature.
Right.
I will say, and I've talked to several members on the assembly side, that if they were to go to the floor, the votes are there. The votes
sure.
are there. This sidetrack that, oh, the polling is showing people are okay with masks. No, that's not the case.
So let me go back for a second. Robin Voss says that he has obtained polls and asked the questions, and the majority of the people are actually coming back and saying, we agree with the mandate.
The mandate and masks in general, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen anything like this.
I know, no, that's why I said show me the polls. I want to see it.
I would like to see that too. I would like to see that too, because nobody's asked anybody that I know about this.
You got to challenge authority. That's what has to happen, and that includes legislators challenging the people at the helm.
And if he truly was representing the area and the state as he is supposed to be doing, he would let the members of the assembly, the majority rule, make this decision. Mm-hmm. This is not his and that's what gets me, is that he's making this decision on behalf of all the other assembly members. He's not even letting them make a decision because he won't call them back into session.
There are a few that are rising up, and I think potentially this week some have put some statements out, so they're starting to climb out and buck back and find their backbone. And I think this coming week you'll see it taken up a notch. Inside the fort there are those who are thinking this is not, well, they know it's not good. We got to go. Right. We got to stop this madness. We got to stop the government control over the lives of our people that we represent. And when we look at where we are right now with Tony slamming this second order, which is illegal in place, and this is what I think people have to understand across the country, the focus, it's kind of like look at the bunny, it's the COVID right now and the mass, but behind the scenes, it's about control.
Right.
And who would have thought that New York would have checkpoints at the border? So if you're from Wisconsin and you cross into the border, you get pulled over by the police and they say, where are you going? Who's in your car? You got to fill out a form. You got to quarantine now. Who would have thought? And you're not even testing hot, but you got to quarantine just because you came from another state, from Wisconsin. Chicago, the mayor of Chicago put the order in. If you come up to Wisconsin or you go out of state, you come up to Wisconsin. A lot of people have obviously property up here, and you go back, you have to quarantine. What they are doing, some of the government officials in Chicago now are checking Facebook. They're checking people that are out there taking pictures. They may be in Lake Geneva. They could be in Williams Bay, taking pictures of themselves having a great time.
Uh-huh.
So government is checking those, and then those people will get a knock on the door or a phone call and say, are you quarantining right now?
What
L.A.
an unbelievable invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Dane County. The health ordinance there, this is crazy. This is why people got to rise up against their government. They do. And this is why we got to go back and stop this madness here, because around the country, Dane County has an ordinance where if anyone comes to your house, it's rather expansive, but as an example, if anyone comes to your house and they don't live there, you got to wear a mask in that house. So if grandma and grandpa come to visit the grandkids, you better slap a mask on, or the people that live there will be fined $350. You will get a visit from the health department, and they will kind of almost like the Chinese re-educate you. And if you buck back against that re-education, here's why you must wear a mask, and here's the rule. Here are the rules that if someone comes to your house, if your neighbor comes over and you want to have a beer on a Friday night like tonight and sit down at the kitchen table, you better mask up. And if you don't, $350. And they will re-educate you on why you need to wear the mask, and what the rules are. And if you don't, $350.
Can somebody wake me up? Because it's 2020. This whole, you know, I mean, honestly, this doesn't
George
even seem
Orwell.
Like, this doesn't even seem as if it should, I can't even believe this is happening.
I am stunned. I guess I didn't realize that in Dane County that was so bad. Do Dane County's numbers warrant this?
No. In fact, Dane County was one of the really, 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 really bad counties that were putting in, still a problem there. When I checked the negatives, and that's when I blew the lid on it and then found out within a day, they came clean and said, we have negatives we have not entered. And when you don't enter those negatives in a timely fashion, your numbers are no good.
Right.
And it gives you the wrong percentage of the, and you want to stay under 5%. That's what's been picked. So Dane County was up over 10. They admitted they did not put in 17,000 negatives. When those were factored in, their percentage dropped to 2.1. And even after that, it dropped a little more. So they've been playing the game, I think, on purpose. I really, really do. So they could get to the mask mandate, they could get the thumb of government on top of them and push towards that mail-out ballot in the fall.
Without any of that, if you're going and standing in line at the grocery store, you can go stand in line and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, I can't imagine that there are very many people at this point who are really going to, you know, you choose your battles. And, the extreme liberals say we need all of these mail, you know, it's the Democrat, we get what's going on there. But normal everyday human beings, Republican or Democrat, with that half an ounce of common sense, mm-hmm. are standing around saying, yeah, you kind of beat that dead horse and none of us are going to buy that anymore. Like, we all have been moving about the area. We've mm-hmm. all been going to the store. We've all been getting gas. We've all been doing the things that we want to do, masks or not. We do not have, like I told the person that called me. Did I ever tell you about this phone call that I got?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. This lady called me and wanted to come in and do a cleaning in our office. And I said, we just don't know. I said, first of all, we don't need it. And second of all, we just don't have the walk-in traffic or whatever. And she said, oh, well, I remembered later. I think she asked me for references, and this is where I went off on a tangent, because she said, because COVID is running rampant in Lake Geneva. And the staff in my office started making popcorn to hear the rest of this conversation because I went off on her. I said, it is most certainly not. Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a small town and you have so many cases. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not running rampant. Everything is doing everybody's doing exactly what they need to do. You're going to have cases. It's people like you who are using fear to sell things.
Yes. Yes. Right.
That are right. causing the problem. We're perfectly fine. We're all responsible here. Everybody's doing their absolute best. Do not walk around saying that COVID is running rampant anywhere in this region, because it's not, let alone in Lake Geneva. And it's that, like, nobody's buying this anymore. We all see that, you know, things have changed since March, and we've got new processes of care and new options and new information, and none of people are just not buying this. You can't go vote because when you just walked out of Walmart,
right? You said March, we did what we were supposed to do, is flatten
right.
the curve, so it's not running rampant,
right?
We did what we were asked to do, and we're seeing the results of that, because it's not
right.
all around us. We've been coming to work every single day. We can certainly go out and vote
right.
in person.
Like, none of people just aren't buying any of this anymore. It's just,
no.
I just don't think that they are. It's, they're just not buying it.
The left continues to push hard because they know fear
sure.
works.
Right.
Fear works.
Right.
And I had a lady call my office, runs a bed and breakfast in Alcorn. It's been shut down for a while. Told my aide that there have been 1,000 deaths. This is how exaggerated. And to your point, Nancy, people need to check the numbers. You can get it on the website, Walworth County.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 people had died. My aide said, no, that's not true. And she would have none of it. My aide said, well, ma'am, if you want to hang on, I'll walk you right through where to check the numbers. Nope, wouldn't do it. Turned to her husband, said, 1,000 people died? Yep, mm-hmm. Totally untrue, and then started swearing at my aide and called him a liar. And that's how these people are just out of control. They have been brainwashed. They think death is following them. And that the numbers just don't
no.
show it. That's why people need to, and this gets back to challenging what is out there and what's been said. Check for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have intelligent people out there.
Right.
These people that are getting sucked in are not idiots. All you got to do, just go check the numbers. They're out
right.
there. They're public. You can see how many people are hospitalized. The population of Walworth County is 104,000 people, and we've got 32 active cases. 32 out of 104,000
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. And only two
God.
Or three people in the hospital at a time.
Yeah.
And most of the days, it's one. If you look every day, it's like one. And it might be the same person for 5 days. We don't know, because obviously they don't tell us any of that. Mm-hmm. But it's like three people are in the hospital. The hospitals aren't overwhelmed.
And they never have been.
No,
all
they have not.
And government, the governor of New Mexico shut down the routes in and out of a couple cities down there for a few days so people couldn't move about because, oh, my God, we got this COVID. Los Angeles has said to their people, their population, that in the city of Los Angeles, if you don't comply with the COVID orders, we'll come and shut your water off.
Right, right.
It's crazy. This is government. And the problem is if we – and that's why it's important for people to elect legislators that with a backbone that are going to fight on your behalf, because otherwise government will run over you. And when we'll get through this COVID, it's going to be with us like the flu. It's going to be with us.
Right.
We just have to manage it. We'll get through it. But once we get through it, that power that government has right now, they are going to want to hang on to it. We are going to have to pry it out of their hands.
Right.
And that's why when the elections come, you got to send people that are going to fight or we will lose more and more and more ground. And government will have more authority over all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It's beyond scary. It's got to stop.
That's the scary part. People are just scared because they don't know the numbers. But the real scary part is we need to do our job and elect who we need to go and to work for us.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, we just need to. We have to do our part.
I will tell you, it's very easy. It would be very easy. And there are legislators to each their own to go to the Capitol, throw your votes in committee and on the floor and go home. And that's it. And don't do anything else. Maybe go to a chicken barbecue once in a while or something. But very easy. And what I am doing and some of the other senators stepping out and saying, let's go. That takes more work. You got to be, you got to have your information. You got to be on your toes. You got to engage. You got to take the arrows that are going to come at you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a thick skin. You better be right. And it takes time.
Right.
I can't just go home and put my feet up and watch TV. Not going to happen.
Right.
You got to be on your game and you got to roll because.
Right.
And I know I'm right. And the senators that have followed the entire Senate's ready to roll. They know. They've looked at the numbers. They've spent time. They've taken the time. And that's why it is so imperative to get the assembly back. We've got to get the assembly back. And people everywhere need to ask their legislators, where are you? Where
right.
are you? It's a pretty easy question. Do you agree with the mask mandate or not? Is Tony breaking the law? And the question, I guess, is then why aren't we going back?
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion in this area would be call Robin Voss.
Yes. Voss
Find
is
out
the leader.
Why he won't get his people back in there and let the representatives, because remember, they work for us, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
They know what their constituents want. Why don't you allow these representatives to bring the constituents' wishes to the table and make the decision from there? But he, in fact, see, this really gets me too because, you know, all these people talk about Trump and he's a dictator or whatever and and he's in no way, shape, or form any of that. He just likes to get things done, and if you're not moving quick enough, he just gets it done. Like, and I respect that because that's kind of how I am too. Like, I don't have a lot of room for gray area. I just let's just go. Right, Mel?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, but that's exactly what Voss has done. He's made the decision that this is okay without regard for what the rest of the voters in Wisconsin via their representatives would wish to say if they went back in session. So you're denying, so this one person is denying the wishes to be heard from all of the other people on both sides of the aisle in Wisconsin. Like, come together and make the decision the way you're supposed to. That's why we elected all of these people. If it was supposed to just be one person making decisions, well, I guess we'd only be voting for one person now, wouldn't we? So, you know, call his office. Get these people back in session. Let's let the legislators make the decisions based on the people's wishes and not on one person's decision. Oh, we're just going to be silent and consent to this because that's exactly what he's done.
Exactly. I thought for sure when this mandate came over that there would be a session. There would be a special session
right
called. And I was thinking like, okay, maybe it's going to happen tomorrow, maybe the next day. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shocking to me.
And every day and every week that goes by is a bad week. Businesses are getting slammed. This will continue.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now across this country, we've had 20 consecutive weeks of 1 million people or more on unemployment. at the heyday of the 2008-9 recession, the largest week was 700,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the storefronts that are vacant. So the damage is really being continued
right.
out there. And that's why we gotta stop this. We gotta face this down. You gotta face down government out of control is what it is.
Well, and also what's happened is that the local mandates and the local legislation has not matched up with the federal aid. So for instance, in our case, we talked about this a little bit before we went on the air. You know, we were granted a PPP loan, and it was very early. We were one of the first ones because we knew, because in this area, coming out of first quarter into a complete economic shutdown, you know, this is a tourist area. We, you know, our income at the radio station goes up and down throughout the year, just like everybody else's in mm-hmm. downtown Lake Geneva and all the other tourist areas. You know, that's just the way it's just
ebbs and flows.
Right, right. It's the nature of the
right.
game. So we knew right away that this was going to be an issue, and we were promised that this was supposed to go on for 8 weeks, and then we would be open and gradually getting back to normal. And it, in fact, has gone on. I mean, at this point, there is no light at the end of the tunnel on any of this because we keep getting stupid mandates from the governor. So, you know, and so that PPP money ran out for us in the time that it was supposed to, because we followed all of the rules, because we needed it to turn into a grant. And so we haven't had any additional aid from the government to match up with the shutdown locally, basically, since the middle of June. Well, we also haven't had any increase in sales. And there's specific in that paperwork saying you cannot apply for this again. You cannot ask for more money. It's specific in that paperwork. So those of us who did exactly what we were supposed to do and used it for payroll and to keep people employed and to not put them on the state's, you know, on the state's unemployment mm-hmm. and everything in order to do what we were supposed to do, now we're screwed, because here we are almost 2 months later. And the mandate's gotten worse because now he's remandated mm-hmm. masks. Yes. Which is suppressing business. You want to
right.
talk about voter suppression? How about we talk about employment suppression? Because
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what this mask mandate
yes,
has done. And so we can't do any additional business.
Put us in a holding pattern, really.
Right.
And while everything is declining.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
But the bills don't stop coming
no,
in.
No, they don't. No, they
so,
don't.
I mean, it's just not. So the local stuff that's been mandated is not matching up with the aid. Like, where, okay, Tony, you want businesses to continue to lay low and continue to limit and everything. Okay, well, where's the help for us then to pay the bills?
Yeah, and again, it shoots at November.
Oh, you know the virus is going to be gone on November 4th or 5th.
Depends who wins.
Well,
true.
Well,
that's
I know
a very
who's
good
win,
point.
So. There's no doubt.
I know.
There's just
right.
no doubt.
The whole thing is it gets back to the ballots.
Right. It does.
It's brass knuckle politics, and that's what Tony's doing. And I think it's very possible, as I previously mentioned, that Barrs, you better be on guard, because he very well could, between now and before his power runs out, to ratchet it up some more. Barrs could be a target. Restaurants could be a target. And if it hits the economy, their strategy is hopefully people will be ticked off enough to start voting for Democrats.
Why would they vote for Democrats? Democrats are the ones doing it.
Yes. But they'll be
but
so frustrated. The pocketbook.
It.
Yep. It's
they're...
COVID. And it'll be all COVID. So we got to protect people because they can't protect themselves.
Right.
And so we'll protect them. And people, it's a pocketbook issue. And they will not have that money coming in because they can't. Well, there are jobs out there. But laid off, good people that
uh-huh.
have been laid off, unfortunately. And I think the hope is they will be so ticked off and then doggone it that they'll go the other way. I think it'll backfire on them.
It's going to completely
yeah.
backfire.
But that's a strategy out there. That's why we're on another emergency shutdown. That's illegal. They're trying whatever they can.
So just let me ask you this. If I go into a place and masks are mandated and I am not wearing a mask, now I understand that if the company itself has, you know, like we've talked about all this time, Menards. I have to spend a lot of time at Menards. It's the way it is. I'm remodeling a house. That's just where we go. that it's a private company. They ask people to wear masks. I've seen people without them, so clearly they're not, you know, if you have some kind of issue or whatever. But they've asked nicely. They've made the decision. I understand. They're a private company. It's America. Mm-hmm. They have a right to do that. I absolutely wore a mask because I do have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going somewhere and I don't want to wear a mask and they don't care if I wear a mask or not, is it even enforceable? Like, can a cop walk up to me and say, you're not wearing a mask, here's a $100 fine?
Most likely not. Cops are not, they're not going to enforce it.
Kenosha County Sheriff Beth never said that. So I don't know about Kenosha County. Walworth and Racine Counties both have said, we're not bothering with this. Yeah. We don't have the time.
They would look foolish wasting their time on that when you have druggies out there.
Yeah,
people
right,
selling drugs,
right.
Domestic violence. You got sex abuse of children. You got all kinds of other things. Mm-hmm. You're going to hunt somebody down because they're not wearing
right.
a mask. Now, the other thing that people can do, and it's in Tony's order, is that if you have a health problem, I have a friend actually that runs a business, and he's a chiro.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go to get some charcoal. And the mandate's out there. So he walked in and just waved at him and said, health problem.
Yep.
And they said, oh, okay, have a good day. And that was it.
So, you know why? Because, and also, please remember that the business owners, Tony Evers put these people in a position of
yes.
confrontation with their own customers, further compromising the ability for people to do business mm-hmm. and try to stay alive and
yes.
pay their mortgages.
Right.
You put people in the position of having to be antagonistic immediately when somebody crosses the threshold at their business, and that is reprehensible.
Two-thirds of the sheriff now, and it may be higher than that at this point, have said they're not going to enforce it.
Sure.
Half the police departments in the state of Wisconsin have said they're not going to enforce it. I was at a business. I had a meeting, and we stopped at I won't name it because I don't want to get in trouble, but met with the individual, went in, had coffee, no mask.
Right.
And nobody from the business came over and tapped me on the shoulder and says, oh, by the way, you have to have a mask. They don't give a hoot.
No,
and,
they don't.
They
don't,
they're not
right.
going to babysit people.
They're just glad you're there.
Yeah.
Okay? This is how bad business is. They're so happy that you're there buying that $2 cup of coffee that they're just like, we don't care what you wear.
Yeah.
Just please wear underwear.
That's
like,
right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they're right. not because I walked into a place the other day and I had my mask on because, you know, just... are, and I thought that we obviously thought the place needed it as well. But the two employees that were behind the counter quickly put theirs on because I was coming in and I had mine on. But I thought, well, I pulled mine down. They weren't going to wear it. So,
right.
Or, you know, they didn't have it on. So, like, most people don't want to wear it anyway.
Right.
Either.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm not afraid of you. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know what? Here's the thing. If I get it, I get it. Same thing. If I get shingles, which I am far more afraid of,
oh
by
my
the
gosh,
way.
I'm so
you know,
yeah,
I have
yeah.
this horrible fear of getting the shingles.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it, I get it. Like, I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm not going to get, you know, if I get the flu, it's just, to me, this is life. You have to figure out how to live it and work around. And instead of working around, we are absorbing all of the stress. And I mean, we won't even get into the numbers about the drug abuse and the overdoses and the suicide rate and the child abuse that we're not catching from the kids not being back in school. And,
yeah.
you know, none of that. Like, we haven't even talked about any of that. And what's going to happen if the kids don't go back to school, in school learning, in-person learning, and all of these parents, now you've just created a whole nother way to keep them from working? Like,
yeah.
come on. To what end? To what end?
And it impacts, obviously, education because I think we're dumbing down kids as it is.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And then when you look at our rankings in the world, we're hurting on
yeah,
education.
We are.
Now we're
going
to do more of that. And mm-hmm. the head of the CDC even said we have to get kids back in school face to face because the socialism that they're able to have with their friends in school is very important. And in some counties across this country, the suicide rate among young people is greater than any danger from COVID.
Right.
They are killing themselves
right.
because they don't have that socialization.
Right.
Terrible. That's just another reason why you got to get them back into school.
Mm-hmm. And the food.
Yes.
Some of them don't
right.
eat.
Yeah.
during the day, well, unless they're at school.
And it's really challenging for moms and dads, and the, maybe not arguments, but serious discussions on who's going to quit their job.
Right.
Who's going to have to go on nights, right. Find another job and go on nights just to take care of the kids. And then they get whipsawed. Some schools are saying, well, we'll be open for 2 days face-to-face, and then the other three will be over the internet, right. Back and forth and back and forth. So now you're somebody in the household is probably going to have to quit their job to be able to take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are other parents, and this is one of the things that Tony and the teachers union fears. It's happening, though, because a lot of private schools are saying, We're going back face-to-face.
Hey, those are private businesses. Go right ahead.
There are parents that are otherwise would be in public schools that have now gone over to the private schools because they want their children face-to-face getting an education. And so that is a concern that they want to stop, too, because this is another attack if they can do it. And so far, we've cut them off on it, ordering all the schools to go back virtual. We've cut that off at the moment, but they would love to do that and really negatively impact the private schools also.
You know what would be a absolute wonderful number to see, and we will never ever see it, is how many of these teachers are standing in their living rooms right now screaming, we need our kids to go back to school. Mm-hmm. I need my children. I need to see them. I need to help them. I need to teach them.
Yes.
And are deathly afraid of saying that out loud.
That's true.
Very
That's
true.
Yeah, we've gotten calls from
teachers. Because I bet there's a lot of them.
Very true.
They want to go back.
Yep.
They want to go back. Now, here's the other thing the teachers union needs to think about, too, going forward, and K-12 and then the university systems is a whole other animal. But K-12, going forward with the virtual part, what could happen in the future is that there may be schools, let's say Elkhorn, Lake Geneva, Whitewater, a number of schools band together and say, you know, we're going to save some money. We're going to take general history, general math, and maybe another course of some sort, and we'll have one teacher. Maybe that teacher will be from Lake Geneva, and they will take care of all of those school districts to teach history.
Because it's virtual.
Virtual. And maybe you pay that teacher an extra $10,000 a year because you have a bigger workload for grading and all of that. But now you've got students, because they do languages right now over the internet.
Sure.
And schools have banded together to learn Japanese where you don't have enough students. Well, now you could take that a step further, and instead of having six teachers, you could have one and go virtual. And not across the whole spectrum, but for a couple of classes, and that's some serious money you're looking at now.
So let's just be very clear here, because I mean, everybody knows where I stand on this, is that I'm a hardcore conservative, but just common sense needs to rule here. And so what people need to really understand before you start sending me emails and stuff, because I get them and I lots of times don't respond because, again, I don't have a lot of patience for stupid.
Yep.
So, but conservatives are for as many quality teachers and as many quality police officers and first responders on the planet as we can possibly have.
Yes.
Conservatives, if we lose teachers and if we lose police officers and police departments, it's not because of Republicans or conservatives or anything of the like. It is because of Democrats and an ulterior motive. Period. End of story. That's the way it is. And if you can't see it, you have not read anything but headlines. And you've got to stop reading headlines. Look at the facts and look at the numbers. We want teachers. We want all of them, as long as they're good and they're not indoctrinating our children into something completely different, which I have a story on for Don't Even Get Me Started in Teen Vogue.
All right.
But because it's starting so early. But as long as you are a good quality teacher and your heart is in it and you are teaching them fairly and professionally and you love those students, we want you there. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're right. That's exactly the path that we're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Is, oh, hey, this is working. Let's take it a step further.
You want virtual? You'll get virtual,
right.
At least in part,
right.
And perhaps permanently.
Watch what you wish for.
Right.
Well, on the whole situation, I've said, you know, there's a quote that I have mentioned to people on occasion. When I came into the legislature in 1991, I brought it with me. And it is, if you don't like what your government is doing to you, then in a unified action, rise up and take charge of your government, or one day you'll find your government has taken charge of you.
Right.
And this is it. This is mm-hmm. the time to rise up and ride hard to the sound of the gunfire, because government is coming for you, the heavy hand of government, and we've got to stop it. We got to fight back, and hopefully the legislature on assembly side will agree to come back and we can stop this crazy emergency order and move on.
That's right. That's right. Call Robin Voss's office. Let him know you want your representatives in session to represent your opinions as usual. And that's what you were voted to do. That was what you were voted
Absolutely.
In to do, elected to
right.
do.
Yes.
So, Senator Noss, thank you so much. And thank you for standing up, because you also can't be a wimp. You know, when you see it and you know it's wrong, you have to stand up for it. And that is what we elected you to do. And so thank you very much for continuing to do that and fighting for normalcy, common sense, mm-hmm. you know, and forward movement, forward progress. And we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to serve the people in the state Senate. And I will continue to fight on. I'm not afraid to engage.
No, you're not. No, you're not. And we appreciate that. More people need to be engaging like that. And I'm sure that we're going to see some over the next few months some different personalities come out that maybe we like, maybe we don't like from people. But hopefully it's more of the, like you said, the fight
right.
in some of our representatives. And let's definitely see it over the next few days and mm-hmm. weeks. And get this mandate overturned, because
absolutely, let's get fired up over it.
We like I don't even. Although again, it's not legal, so I don't even know why we're even worried about it.
I know
mean, we can't.
But because it's hurting.
If I get a ticket, well, yeah,
it just is.
It's the fear
and the fear. So
yep. Don't fuel the fear. Don't feed it.
And if you don't stop government, in this case where it's clearly illegal, if we sit back and do nothing, there will be more.
Right.
They are bullies. They will be. There will be. And I. The four examples I gave of Tony, where he said he's not going to do something and lied and mm-hmm. went ahead and mm-hmm. did it anyway. They. If we don't stop him, there will be more. There will be. I guarantee you, there will
be
more.
Right. There's going to be.
Yep. Of course.
We have to stop. We have to stop it.
Yep. Senator Noss, thank you so much.
Welcome.
We will stay in touch. We will stay in touch. Coming up next, as if we need this in the program now. Coming up next,
don't even get me started.
Right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
And now for another edition of Don't Even Get Me Started. That's my favorite part of the show
Mine is. It is.
Yeah, is when we managed to do that together.
Together. It was great. That was a good one today. I'd give it, 9.8
yeah,
out of 10.
Yeah.
What do you have? I'm interested in this Teen Vogue that you mentioned.
Okay, so I mentioned when Senator Noss was joining us earlier that... I came across a story in Teen Vogue, and I did pull it up to make sure that I was reading this correctly. And okay, and let me remind you, this is in Teen Vogue.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to have to assume that they label this an editorial piece, although when I look at the actual online article, it does not say it's an editorial, and so we'll see. But one of the paragraphs in here. And what bothers me about it is how we are trying to influence young people with just completely off base thinking, mm-hmm. and then they're coming up and then they're shocked by reality. Okay, so one of the paragraphs in here: the response to this crisis has made it even more clear that party politics are a sham, and the real political affinity lies within class and race. While we're working to abolish the police, we must also work to dismantle what police were put here to protect: property. What is more evident of the legacy of settler colonialism and its violence than the idea of ownership of land? What helped shape the unequal distribution of wealth and enduring segregation of our cities, quite like centuries of racist property laws?
And that is in Teen Vogue.
This is in Teen Vogue.
That was written, and that is not online at Teen Vogue. That is...
Yep. So basically what they're advocating for is...
That's absurd.
Let me get it right.
That's what
right.
it is.
Let me get it right. they really would like for nobody to own
property.
I'm trying to
defund the police, and what the police stand for.
Uh-huh. Right. So basically what they want to see is, what they're advocating for is that the government owns all the property and equally distributes it throughout the population. So if I've worked really hard, or my family's worked really hard for that farm, mm-hmm. and we've worked on our farm all our lives and our families have owned it all our lives, that's not fair. And we're going to hack it up, and you're going to keep a portion of it, but so is this guy who doesn't work, and this guy who right. doesn't even know how to farm, right. and this guy, because everything should be divided equally. Now, I'm sorry. Do we not follow this with, okay, if you want to study real hard, that's great, and get an A, but that's not how it's going to work. We're going to give everybody a C, no matter how hard you work. And even though this guy went to the beach and didn't do any studying at all, he's going to still get a C.
Yeah.
And you got 100% and totally aced everything, but you're still going to get a C? I mean, have we not taught that lesson? You get what you work for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And when you have more than you need, you help others who can't. Not won't. You don't help people who won't do it. You help people that can't do it. That's what America is supposed to be about. Mm-hmm. Not, we will take everything that everybody else has earned and worked hard for and owns and distribute it amongst everyone, because that's fair.
Because
that
that's
is, in
fair.
Fact, not
that's
fair.
Not fair, at
and it's
all.
Not even fair to the recipients.
No,
because that's unrealistic, and that gives them no self confidence to go out and do something on their own. It's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Not at
Teen
all.
Vogue.
Wow,
advocating.
Don't even
for
get
that
me started. That's
how early.
Ridiculous.
That is how early. We are trying to sell. And then I didn't even mention the fact that while we're working to abolish the police.
Right.
Teen Vogue is telling your teenagers that we are working to abolish the police. When in fact, if you look at the polls, the minority communities who supposedly would benefit the most from less police violence are the ones that want more police mm-hmm. to help them in their neighborhoods. More.
Wake up. Wake up, parents.
Right.
That's what Teen Vogue is putting out. That is really disturbing and upsetting, and I want to reach out to them and just...
Strangle them?
Absolutely.
Well,
that should be
called
the forefront, which you just did, of parents of young girls... And of all,
and boys,
that are, and boys that are reading that,
right?
It's garbage,
right?
That's really upsetting mm-hmm. to me.
While we are working to abolish the police,
mm-hmm.
well, I don't. We're not
I
really working toward that. So first
that.
Of all,
right.
that's your opinion,
right?
And like I said, you ask anyone, the people in the communities that all of these supposed proponents mm-hmm. for abolishing the police or supposedly, allegedly trying to help, you're not helping. These people want more police in their communities to make them safer, not mm-hmm. less. So thanks for the offer, but walk away. You don't know what you're talking about. Let these communities thrive and have their security and have their police and leave them alone. But see, then we move to what I know I have a feeling is your story.
Oh,
don't
right.
even get me started.
I was going to talk
with
about
regard to
yes.
strength in mm-hmm. law enforcement.
Right. Right. Chief Morales, I just really feel that he was done a disservice by being demoted, and the community would have possibly turned out to be like a Portland.
I was going
to
say, do you want to know why Milwaukee didn't turn into Portland? Because of Chief Morales.
Mm-hmm. And I just really want to offer my support, just words of encouragement to him.
Right.
And just... It's a tough situation to have to go in there. And it was done within minutes.
Right.
They decided
they never had
fate.
Any intention.
No, they didn't. No. But they decided his fate right here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, his career.
Right.
and they should be thanking him.
You know, who are any of the people on that board, on that commission, on that council, whatever they call the, that group, are any of them police officers or former police officers? Have any of them ever served in that capacity for the communities? Probably not.
Probably not.
Or they would never have made that decision.
No.
Never have made that decision.
You know, we saw that coming.
Sure.
I'm sure, obviously, he did, too. And just, I hope that he moves forward and wish him the best of luck. And
hey,
if
listen,
he stays here and this, whatever he decides to do, I know he has a new title, but just wishing him the best of luck.
I hate to see Milwaukee lose a phenomenal leader like that, but I would absolutely applaud him taking a new position in a community where he's respected for his strength and the line that he drew in the sand,
right,
that we will not behave this way in this community, in this city. I absolutely would. Who would blame him?
Absolutely.
Who would blame him?
He was, he's very dedicated, and he just proved to me, you know, obviously living here in Walworth County, just proved to me that he was a dedicated police chief and was getting things done the right way.
Yeah. The only reason why Milwaukee hasn't turned into Portland was because of Chief Morales and his leadership. So good luck, Milwaukee.
Yeah, offering him our support.
Yep.
And best
sad.
Wishes.
How
it
sad.
Is very sad. Yeah.
So like I said, I can't imagine that any of those people have ever served in a law enforcement, maybe even a first responder capacity at all.
And talk about pressure from being out on the streets and, you know, trying to keep your crew safe and, you know, and your officers safe underneath your watch, and then have the people that are supposed to be backing your back and taking care of you and, you know.
And then telling you can't use your tools of the trade.
Right.
You can't use tasers. You can't use. Okay. Because they keep saying you're doing it to peaceful protesters. No. When you start battering buildings and breaking windows and screaming and yelling and throwing things and abusing others and compromising the safety of the actual peaceful protesters, you're not a peaceful protester anymore.
It turns
and
into,
you need to be stopped.
Right. Right.
Get away from the police, the peaceful protesters. But I have another message for the peaceful protesters. When you see this going on, you have to get away. Let them, you know,
walk
give
away.
Them enough rope.
Right, right.
Take your peaceful protest and go tell the police they're interrupting our peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. Don't join in. Don't stick around. Don't look. Don't sit there and gawk at it.
It's not going to turn
gather
out
your peaceful
good for
protesters
you.
And move away from the not peaceful protesters so we can make the distinction, because they're drowning you out. We can't hear you. We can't hear what you're saying. And we know that you're being peaceful. But we also know that the police are not firing tear gas and using this force, lethal or not, on peaceful protesters. That's not what they're doing, and we all know it. And anybody that tries to say something different is completely screwed up. Nice try. Nobody believes
They're probably
you.
Writing for Teen Vogue.
Good
That's
one.
What I have today.
Good one. That was awesome. Awesome. Anyway, so enjoy your Sunday.
Yes,
I have
too.
To go and beat Melody to the flea market because she'll buy, we have the same taste and she'll buy all my stuff. And
I
so I got to go.
I can't wait. See you there.
See you there. Coming up next, more music on Lake 96.1. Bye.